Sisters and brothers, friends, I am Ifeah Wangaza, attorney at law, founder and director of the Malcolm X Center for Self-Determination, veteran of the 1960s, student nonviolent coordinating committee, Black Power, Civil Rights Movement, a participant in the 2001 UN World Conference Against Racism. While I am pleased to hear the repeated references to the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, the DDPA, I am more concerned that the DDPA is fully and completely preserved, promoted, and implemented, particularly that its working group is fully funded and functioning. The Durban Declaration and Program of Action is our freedom charter, written by us, with others, for us. It is the most recent expression of self-determination of African and other formerly colonized and enslaved peoples. We must not allow the colonizers to seduce us or to confuse our most uninformed and vulnerable into servitude with fancy talk of Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and others. It is offensive and a major contradiction that this body puts on the podium an honored position, two of the DDPA's greatest opponents, both colonizers and genocidal arms dealers, the United States and Canada, neither of which meaningfully commemorated the decade of people of African descent. Still worse, like puppeteers, they control the question of reparations in their blood-stained hands by advancing their ambitious puppets. It is an insult to our intelligence and the dignity of our people, African descent worldwide, but more, it guarantees us less than the full and complete reparations to which we are entitled. By what authority do their agents speak for us? In the USA, we have demanded and organized for reparations since 1865. Despite DDPA references, does this body fancy itself above the DDPA, its working group, or other longstanding race-related mechanisms? We will not allow the global North, NATO, and its minions to degrade the importance of the DDPA by attempting to distract us with its boondoggles and shiny objects called Sustainable Development Goals, Agenda 2030, and so-called Africa Leadership Goals, or AFRICOM. Do not be fooled. None of these have anything to do with liberating people of African descent, but everything to do with re-enslaving us. We must inform ourselves of and be guided by our knowledge and experience with the colonizers and the enslavers. They're minions, all skin folk and kinfolk, and the genocide they continue to rain on humanity and the planet. We must, in this body and in all mechanisms, put and keep all power in the hands of the masses of the people, not our former enslavers and whatever person they send to us. The call is still Black power, Black power, Black power, all power to the people. Thank you.